Hello and welcome to the inaugural show episode of Mormon Happy Hour. So this is my co-host Miranda.
Hello, I'm Miranda Crandall.
And my name is Colleen Dietz. So one of the first topics that we have found that is relevant and hot and definitely needs to be discussed is the recent coming out of a Facebook personality by the name of Mary Snapp. And she wrote a Medium post entitled, "I'm Mary Snapp and I tracked Mike Norton, aka New Name Noah, at the LDS Church." So I encourage you all to check out that blog for more information.
But what blog is that?
It's on Medium.com.
Medium.com.
And it's Mary Snapp. So I would encourage you to check that out, but I'm going to give you the Cliff Notes version. Basically, she was... It feels weird to say she. This individual was employed by the church as a social media guru consultant, very tech savvy. And the church used this individual for a lot of their social media campaigns and things like that. And I'd have to go back and read the post, but long story short, the church paid him to stalk Mike Norton, a.k.a. New Name Noah. Now, Norton...
Him being Jesse.
Yes. So, the spoiler alert that isn't even discussed in the blog that is kind of brought to light on Facebook is where I think I first got the connection. Mary Snapp is the pseudo-personality of Jesse Stay. Jesse Stay is a former employee of the church office building.
Is he still a Mormon?
No.
He's an ex-Mormon.
Yes. And he links to other blogs within the Mary Snapp blog to tell his story. So that is also documented and out there for all of us to digest. So the interesting drama is that it's all kind of coming together. So Mike Norton, we have to introduce Mike Norton. So Mike Norton has a YouTube channel called New Name Noah. Mm-hmm. That's significant for any Mormon who's been through the temple.
And you should definitely look it up. It is controversial, to say the least.
Absolutely. Now, I have only been familiar, since we're babes, to the ex-Mormon world. I've only been familiar with New Name Noah for probably the past 6 months or so. When I initially, since I'm still here in my Mormon brain a little, when I initially came across his... hidden camera videos of the temples across the...
during temple sessions. Yes.
During the temple sessions, during the movies, during the entire endowment session in the celestial room, going through the veil. Every process he has up to 6 cameras on his person at all times.
Wow.
And when I first was introduced to him, or his videos, I was turned off. Because it did feel like a violation. Mm-hmm. And I was already in the ex-Mormon mindset. I was done. Mm-hmm. I encountered these videos and I'm like, that just doesn't feel right.
Yeah.
And I want to hang on to that feeling only because it helps me to understand other people's reactions.
Yeah.
Because to me, it's very offensive. And he...
Oh, definitely.
And he's okay with that. Uh-huh. Mike is definitely okay with the offense and the controversy. And he's not shy to that at all. And in getting to know his personality, meaning his purpose and why he does what he does, I now, at this point, have a further light and knowledge into why he does what he does. And I've heard a lot of positive feedback from what he does, why he does what he does. And basically why he does what he does is because a lot of the things that go on in the temple are secret. And we as budding children, or basically anybody in the Mormon church who hasn't been through the temple... I'm sure you've been to the temple. Yeah, so we can both tell our...
Many, many, many times.
on a weekly basis for months in my
yes,
life.
Yeah, yes,
there were times that I went weekly. Uh-huh. But the first time you went through the temple, that experience, I feel like that is what his YouTube channel is all about, is capturing our gut responses to going through the temple for the first time that we suppressed and didn't talk about.
Yeah.
And because when I went through the temple for the first time, I was 21 about. I actually went through the temple a year after I got married. Good old Mormon, you have to wait a year. Mm-hmm. And I went through by myself because my husband was disfellowshipped because he had already spent 30 days in jail for his criminal activity in our first year of marriage. Yes, which we can talk about another time.
Another time.
And so my initial reaction was literally through my mind, is this a cult? I didn't know I belonged to a cult. The word cult went through my brain.
Wow.
Dozens of times.
Wow.
During that first time through the temple. My mother was by my side. She was my escort. And
oh my God.
And it took weeks, maybe months, for that feeling to go away.
Wow.
But it's like you're in that social pressure.
Uh-huh.
That this is, like, you've been taught all your life that this is where you want to go. You sing songs in primary. I want to see the temple. I'm going there someday. It's everything. It's the pinnacle of Mormon experiences to make it to the temple. And so to have such this jarring experience.
Right. And I think a common experience. I myself had, I didn't think of the word cult, but I had a panic attack when I first went through, and you know, I had to work through that and keep going. It was scary for me.
Yes. And I know a lot of people, if we have active Mormon listeners that believe that you don't talk about things that go on in the temple outside mm-hmm. the temple, this experience, my tongue is tied because I've been taught not to talk about it.
Right.
But the hands over the head, the chanting, the handshakes,
clothing.
Those are the things that I'm like, this is a cult.
This is strange.
This is a mother effing cult, well, and I'm in it.
I had a close friend of mine who had been in another cult, and occasionally I'll say an actual cult when it was a cult, and I believe the Mormon Church is cultish, and I at the time I was like, well, I can understand why some people think that the Mormon Church might be a cult, you know, because there are similarities, and mm-hmm. if it looks like a cult, if it smells like a cult, if it acts like a cult, it's a cult. I'm sorry, that's what it is.
Yeah. So
anyway,
so Mike Norton, let's fast forward to, that's what Mike Norton does. Jesse Stay was hired by the church to start investigating into the personal life of Mike Norton to get as much information on who he is, why he's doing these things, and basically just build a profile through stalking. For the LDS church, through electronic stalking and other means that he describes within his blog post. So the reason why this all came out is because a long anticipated interview between Mike Norton, aka New Name Noah, and John DeLynn happened
recently,
and Jesse felt the need to come clean before this interview because he wanted to be in the audience and have come clean because he felt that he was an integral part in the story.
Uh-huh.
Because he knows New Name Noah better than any of the rest of us do. Because he stalked him professionally for the church.
Right.
And his intent in coming forward was to expose the church.
Mm-hmm.
And the controversy now that he has experienced is that the ex-Mormon community has the backlash on attacking his character for doing what he did to Mike Norton is, I wouldn't have expected that. He certainly didn't expect it.
I'm not surprised at all, to be honest.
I'm not surprised, but I didn't anticipate it.
Okay, yeah.
And I think a lot of the negative feedback was that he has kind of this cavalier attitude in the blog, that maybe he isn't as apologetic, as people wish that he were. I've been stalked in my life.
Mm-hmm.
It's terrifying. I'm also not Mike Norton, and I don't believe that Jesse had any ill intent to harm Mike Norton. I think that's one of the big differences in this case between a normal stalking case, and Jesse was gathering information for a corporation.
But that corporation was, you can assume that corporation was trying to harm him. That, so he's a tool in that.
Yes. Well, but at the same time, I, as an active Mormon member of the church, I don't think that I ever would have believed that the church would cause harm to someone.
So as an active believer, yes, sure. But so, if the church is hiring someone, that is very suspicious behavior.
Yes.
And you don't do that unless you're trying to blackmail someone or,
but in their know, but in their
something
eyes
against them.
Yes.
I think this information can be damning for very many true believing Mormons.
Yes. But in the church's eyes, or in a true believing Mormon's eyes, he was harming the church. And the ends justify the means.
Really?
Is that Mike Norton was
harming
Mike the
Norton.
Church.
Oh, I thought you meant Jesse.
No.
I was like, what?
So I believe, yes. I mean, you hear the ends justify the means.
Yes. And, you know, in their opinion, Mike Norton is a, quote, evil guy.
He's
and,
a suppressive.
Yes.
Or what's the word? What's the Scientology term?
Oh my God, I wish I knew.
Is it a suppressive?
I don't know.
Fact check us, please.
I know. Those Scientologists, man.
They're our distant cousins. With Jesse being an active LDS member, I don't believe that as any active LDS member, like bishops that track ward members who leave by stalking. That's stalking. The definition of stalking, the moral and ethical rights and wrongs are blurred big time when it comes to things like that. And so that's why I don't personally, like, I wouldn't have, minus all of the backlash, when I read that blog, I was like, that's amazing. I love this story.
Yeah.
Because I knew how it ended. Jesse left the church. So his eyes were opened through this experience.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's wonderful. So when I read it, I loved the story. Mm-hmm. I didn't have any ill will towards Jesse, also because I had been Facebook friends with him for a year, and I had a good idea of his character.
Do you know him personally?
No, just on Facebook. I wasn't offended by something that he would have done, because I understood the mind frame that he was in when it occurred.
Yeah. That understanding definitely gave you a broader perspective.
Yes.
So what was Mike's reaction to that apology?
Mike's cool. Mike does not, he's not a chicken that's ever, or a rooster that's ever going to get his feathers ruffled. He's just not. He's a badass.
Relaxed.
He's a badass. and he's going to take anything head on. And I think that I gauged my reaction off of Mike's reaction, because I think that's the only appropriate thing to do. I'm not the victim here.
Yeah.
Mike is.
Yeah.
I think that his reaction should be the default reaction. Whatever Mike feels, that you should go with that.
Right.
Because you are not personally harmed in this situation. And if Mike's accepting of whatever, you know, Jesse's coming out, then I think that we need to just accept that and let it go.
So overall, the reaction from Jesse's apology and coming out post was very mixed. What do you think personally? Do you think that he did enough to right this wrong? Do you think what he did originally was wrong to begin with?
I guess that's the problem, is I have a hard time finding fault with what he did, because he did it in the name of the church. Because it was his job, the church was his employer, and not only was the church his employer, that was his absolute religious structure and ethical and moral structure at the time. Ends justify the means. That's how I look at it.
You can't blame a brainwashed person
exactly
for following what they were supposed to do, what they were told to do. And so now he has left the church, and he's come forward with this information and apologized. And Mike, you know, as you said, Mike seemed to be taking it well. What about other, you know, John DeLynn, for example, did he have a reaction on this particular issue?
I haven't read any reaction from John DeLynn. The actual, at this time of recording, the John DeLynn Mike Norton podcast has not yet been released.
Oh, okay.
So, dun, dun, dun.
Keep your eyes peeled for that one.
Absolutely. And we may, coming up, have a little bit of a surprise for you in regards to this particular issue, which I definitely think you should be interested in.
Thank you so much for listening to our story and to our opinions.
And check us out on Facebook. We are the Mormon Happy Hour. Miranda and I, we are the Angels on Fire.